all that remains from the devastating tanker explosion in the Freetown suburb of Wellington. The blast happened at a busy junction after a fuel truck collided with another vehicle. Witnesses say crowds of people tried to collect the leaking fuel before it suddenly ignited. The resulting fireball incinerated shops and market halls and engulfed nearby cars and buses.
There are burnt cars and there are bodies underneath. We cannot give them one for access and second decency. So we waited until this morning so as to get a final body count of all those affected.
Scores of burn victims are being treated at Freetown's hospitals. The number of patients too overwhelming to allow families inside. So relatives wait outside for news, scanning a growing list of victims. Osman Timbo lost his younger brother.
He left home and said he was going to buy bread for us to eat. When I heard about the explosion, I went to the scene and I saw my younger brother lying down. He was burned all over. I felt so bad. I loved him so much.
The government has promised the best care for those affected.
We had additional doctors on the ground and sufficient nurses. The government pharmacy was open. All medicines in the pharmacy was used to treat the wounded for free. So far, they have resources to stabilize them. We have people seriously wounded in the intensive care unit.
Sierra Leone's underfunded health service lost hundreds of experienced workers during the 2016 Ebola epidemic. The World Health Organization says it's now dispatching supplies and burn experts to help the West African nation. Yet, even as the clear-up continues, authorities warn the death toll is expected to rise. Alexander Lurch, Al Jazeera.